USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Search and rescue operations at the collapsed condominium tower in Surfside, Florida have been paused over safety concerns over the standing portion of the building.
We were forced to halt operations on the collapse in the early hours of the morning due to structural concerns about the standing structure. We're doing everything we can to ensure that the safety of our first responders is paramount and to continue our search and rescue operation as soon as it is safe to do so.
Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine-Cava. And jobless claims fell again last week to the lowest level since the pandemic began. The Labor Department reporting that 364,000 claims were filed last week, dropping by more than 50,000 from the week before. Claims have now fallen in 10 of the last 12 weeks. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're tired of the old cable news, you now have a choice. It's Newsmax TV. More than 40 million Americans are tuning in, making Newsmax the fastest growing cable news channel in America. Every minute, every day, Newsmax gives you the real news you can trust. With top analysts, hosts, and guests like Ben Carson, Mike Huckabee, Alan Dershowitz, Dick Morris, Nancy Brinker, Mike Reagan, Rudy Giuliani, and so many more. It's easy to watch. Find Newsmax on all major cable systems, or get Newsmax free on streaming platforms like Roku, Zumo, Pluto, YouTube, and most smart TVs like Samsung Plus and LG. Remember, Newsmax is different than most cable news networks. You can get it for free on your smartphone, so download the Newsmax app and start watching right now. Join the Newsmax revolution and get us everywhere. Online at Newsmax.com, on your cable channel, your smart TV, and your smartphone. Because when news breaks, you need a trusted source. It's Newsmax.
Relief organizations report that food shortages have been exacerbated by the global coronavirus pandemic, impacting more than 41 million people. John Clemens has more.
David Beasley of the World Food Program appealed for help at the G20 summit meeting in Italy.
We thought COVID would be in our rearview mirror by the end of 2020, only to see it recycle Delta and other variants taking place, devastating particularly and especially low-income and developing nations around the world.
Famine-like conditions already exist in Ethiopia, Madagascar, South Sudan, and in Yemen. It's been estimated $6 billion will be needed to help those who are on the verge of starvation in 43 countries. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergenauer with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you say help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater. Available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Border Patrol officials say they've seen a dramatic increase in the amount of the drug fentanyl coming over the southern border. Agents in the El Paso sector alone say they found 41 pounds of the drug so far this fiscal year, compared to 9 a year ago. Former Acting Deputy Secretary for Homeland Security Ken Cuccinelli says the dramatic increase is the cartels taking advantage of the situation at the border. He tells Fox News they're making a large amount of money exploiting loopholes to transport the deadly drug.
Look, Mark Morgan used to like to say that every town in America is a border town, and this is why. When you bring the fentanyl across like that, across that border, it's then free to break through the rest of the country and come to your hometown. And this is a killer, killer drug, and the cartels know, they study what this administration does or doesn't do, and they exploit the loopholes. And when you have a policy of literally throwing the door open at the border, you make their job easier than it has ever been to kill Americans and make a lot of money.
And the Tour de France has dropped a lawsuit against The Spectator, blamed for causing a dramatic crash during the race's first stage. The 30-year-old woman was arrested over the weekend for holding a cardboard sign into the road as cyclists passed, with one hitting it and causing a massive pileup. Tour director Christian Prudhomme said that the story had been blown out of proportion, but wanted to make sure that the fans observed the safety rules of the race. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.